Welcome to the Shaping Portsmouth podcast. Shaping Portsmouth is a collaboration of key Portsmouth businesses, transforming Portsmouth together. Hello, and welcome to another Shaping Portsmouth podcast with me, CEO Dave Humphreys. And today I've got a really special guest. I've got my podcast co-host, really, Sharla Grant. Welcome, Sharla.
Hello, Dave. This is very strange to be in the hot seat.
It is, isn't it? Because we've done this the other way around, where you've interviewed me,
yes,
podcasted me, and you came up with lots of ridiculously challenging questions, and I got a bit of a grilling, and,
a friendly grilling.
Yes. So I've done the same. We're now going to reverse it. This could be considered the revenge podcast, maybe. Who knows?
Please be kind. I'm unsettled by your questions that are separated into categories with bullet points. But I'm also impressed with your preparation.
I've never knowingly prepared for a podcast before, so it's a first. But there's a reason for this, isn't there?
Yes.
There is a reason. And that reason is you have, in fact, left the team.
Yes. Last week, I'm not sure when this will come out, but this is my first week without Shaping.
Without Shaping. So you are going on to Pastures New,
mm-hmm,
and we'll talk about that a little later.
Okay.
But this is the farewell podcast.
Okay.
And
Should I have brought tissues with me?
Maybe.
Oh, wow,
for me.
Okay.
Me, perhaps.
Okay.
So you've been such a constant on these podcasts that you are without doubt worthy of a farewell podcast where we focus in specifically on you and your Shaping journey.
Thank you. That's very kind.
I want to start at the beginning, actually. How did you first become involved in Shaping Portsmouth?
So I feel like, I don't know, like a cat with nine lives, actually, because I was only supposed to be on the team for a very short time. So from when I joined, which I think is last September, is that right? Beginning of last September?
It was about then, yeah.
Yeah. So I learned about Shaping through Sarah Rhodes from SLR, who is a great friend, but also someone's opinion who I really respect and value in the city. And she only ever had good things to say about Shaping, and she really enjoyed being a patron, and she always spoke so highly of it. And when I was looking for some extra freelance hours, she was like, right, I need to put you in touch with Dave. And initially we were working together sort of September till conference and just supporting you with partnerships and overseeing some of the community pillar, so things that I really enjoy and feel passionate about. And yeah, that was it. And I've been here almost a year now.
Yeah, so it's interesting that you say that about Sarah, because I'm of the same ilk. Sarah is someone who has a lot of credibility in, mm-hmm, my eyes in the city, a very good Shaping Portsmouth patron, does,
yeah,
an awful lot, but someone whose opinion I have an awful lot of respect for, and she very highly recommended you, hence why I arranged to meet you for a coffee to see if you could help us out. Because I just figured if Sarah was saying you were good, you absolutely must be. And turns out she was right.
Well, she's not often wrong, that lady. No. And she doesn't suffer fools gladly. So, you know, her opinion, you always can trust, definitely.
Absolutely, absolutely. So what did you think you were joining when you started with Shaping Portsmouth? And how different did the reality of that then turn out to be?
I think it's always really interesting because I've worked in the city for a really long time through my various other roles and jobs. And there's been so many different people I've met that have said in the past, oh, you need to be connected to Shaping. Like you really need to talk to them about what you're doing and you need to connect with them. And even at those times, I would always say, oh, what are they about? And there wasn't always the kind of clearest response to that. And this is going back like a few years ago. And then I guess I was just really curious to find out for myself. I'm really passionate about the city and contributing to it in the ways that I can. And from what I gathered from someone like Sarah, who is a real champion for shaping and what they're about, I guess I just saw it as this opportunity to support the city in it in any way that I can. But there was so much more to it than what I first thought.
Yeah.
You can really say like, oh yeah, there's three pillars and under those pillars there's these programs. But it's so kind of, I guess, multi-layered, and there's lots of people in the city that need help. And as a byproduct of that, there's lots of different programs that Shaping use to support those people. And it kind of, I guess you fall down a little bit of a rabbit hole with it. And then you start to feel and see the impact that it's having in the city.
Yeah, definitely. You definitely fall down a bit of a rabbit hole.
Yeah.
I quite like that as a description. So what would you, do you remember anything of your first few weeks at Shaping?
Yes, I do. A lot of acronyms.
Yeah.
And yeah, a lot
We're good
of,
with that.
Yeah, and just a lot happening. The volume of work for the size of the team, like I always say, Shaping small but mighty. Mm. And I stand by that because there was a lot less people when I first joined. Mm. And I know there'd like been some changes in the team and there were lots of different projects and work to pick up. But yeah, definitely lots of acronyms, definitely lots going on for the amount of people that you had and a real pace to what you were doing, because I guess there's so much passion and commitment from everybody to deliver everything within the programs and within the pillars. So yeah, I really felt that when I first joined.
Because I can remember that summer, and we, as you say, we'd been through some changes and we were doing a few things a bit differently. We'd bought in some people almost as a temporary positioning, and you were part of that, in fact, as you said earlier on, in that it was supposed to be for a lot less. Mm-hmm. But that had changed the momentum, and the speed of delivery and work had picked up quite a lot. And it was probably moving faster than in hindsight I probably realised. And people were eating quite big workloads.
Yeah.
With me, not realising quite how much some people were doing. But there was a real impetus in what was going on.
Yeah.
You know, that small but mighty thing. Mm. It was definitely an interesting time. So how, you know, from those first few weeks, how do you feel Shaping has changed during the time that you've been with us that whole year?
I really feel like it's a different organisation now, and it's been really lovely to be part of that and to witness that, because I think getting the right people for the roles, sharing the workload, making everyone's jobs just become like a little bit more kind of manageable, and for everyone's roles to be more clear, I think has really helped. I think CP has added lots to the kind of like the foundations at Shaping were always really solid. Like there's such a willingness to want to do well, but how you kind of manage that and how you steer that, that's really changed over these last, you know, certainly since April. I've noticed a really big improvement, and I guess that's given you more space because you've got someone kind of helping to support and manage the team. So thinking about the strategy and making sure that that's clear, like all that work can happen. Mm. And that's really important. It's like you had the ship and the captain, but you needed the rudder and you needed the map, you know, and I've seen those things happening. And once you have all of those things, then like hopefully it's smooth sailing from there, Dave, you know.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Definitely. I think it really valid points, actually, because I think we learned a lot in that summer before you joined.
Yes.
About the organisation, about how we were working, about the types of people we were employing. And in those lessons,
And have to give a big shout out to Becca and Amy, who were in during that summer, who really made me revisit my thinking about how we recruited people and the type of people we recruited. And then meeting you and feeling that really strong value alignment around, you know, our values and what, you know, people that actually embody shaping and what we're about, collaboration, partnership, making a difference, all of that sort of stuff, the city. And I think everyone we've brought in since, and you know, I don't want to big CP up too much, you might be listening, but particularly CP, you know, someone who I could see was very much on the same page as me.
Yeah.
Even though he does things differently, has different ways of thinking, we're on the same page in terms of what this is about. So it works much, much better now.
Yeah. And you can feel that. That it feels more settled, and I guess you are recruiting and attracting people that really share and align your values. And I think that creates a culture. And I always say this, I feel like Shaping is uniquely positioned to show people what good looks like. And I think that's what's happening. Like, you can feel that, as you know, as someone who is freelance, and I guess I'm always just like very welcome and part of the team, but just slightly separate. I'm zoomed out a little bit further than most, so I can see things from a slightly different perspective.
Yeah. So maybe we'll unpick some of that in the community stuff in a second.
Okay.
But one kind of final question on that sort of journey piece, which was, how do you think you've changed in that time with Shaping?
I've been really lucky that I have worked in lots of, I call them ponds in the city. You know, I've been self-employed and freelance and working for myself. I have the Grateful Arts Club, which is a community interest company, and I've worked in lots of different creative spaces and with creative organisations in the city. I've worked at Spark, you know, I've been working alongside and with charities. I haven't worked, and I know Shaping is a CIC also, but it really has that kind of like professional business edge that you know, you don't always get with a CIC. And I haven't worked in kind of business, you know, for years. I worked for an insurance company for like 20 years nearly.
Yeah.
My first job, and I was kind of really in that world and in a professional setting. And I haven't kind of been in that pond for a long time. So it was really nice for me to kind of like revisit some of those, like that version of me or those skills that I learned in that setting, and be able to kind of like combine them with my love of creativity and my joy of working in the community and connecting people. It felt like I could pull all of those different skills and all of those different parts of myself together. So it was really lovely for me to be able to do that.
Yeah, definitely. So on the subject of community then, as you well know, a lot of what we do in Shaping is relationship driven.
Yes.
It's about building relationships and leveraging those relationships to make the magic happen. That's how we do it. So the role you had within Shaping was probably more involved in a lot of that than some of the other members of the team. What have you enjoyed most from that kind of partners and community side of the role?
I really enjoy connecting people. That will always be something that really kind of lights me up. And I think within Shaping, it's so lovely to think, oh, you have this charity that might need some help, or a community group, and you have a business that you know has the skills to be able to do that. Like the digital enablement, when we had all of those laptops and we were able to share them with the community, like that's such a feel-good thing to do. Because you can see someone that's kind of like, you know, over here, and you're like, right, great. A bit of a Cilla Black role, for those that remember Cilla Black. Yeah. You know, that kind of connecting and that matchmaking, that's something that in any of the roles I've ever worked in, that's something I've really enjoyed. And you can, because I've been in that sector, I understand the importance of it and what it means for someone to feel seen. You know, it's really hard to ask for help sometimes. So, you know, shaping is there to kind of make those connections and to help those charities that need it most.
Mm. And right behind that kind of model that you describe is our partnership setup.
Yes.
How have you found working across the partnership piece? Because that's a lot of what you did. And what do you think? What do you think's special about that partnership structure that we have?
I think it's amazing that there are so many businesses that are so committed to creating some kind of impact in the city. And alone, you can do so little, you know, and knowing that there is a commitment to be like, okay, well, how can we kind of like make our impact bigger? Well, we can work with Shaping to help us do that. I think it's amazing, all of the businesses that are part of Shaping and that are happy to give, whether it's the membership cost, whether it's their time, whether it's a skill, there is a real willingness to want to help to make things better. And it's been amazing to see that, because whether they're a small, tiny business, whether they're a, whether they're working on their own, whether they're a huge company, like, the passion to want to help is there, and it's, you know, it's been really great to witness and just to, you know, feel part of something. Everything I do, all of my professional jobs, everything I've done, I just want to make it mean something. And everyone working together, you can really feel that there's a lot of good intention and meaning behind that.
Yeah, definitely. And actually in that space and working across the sort of partnerships and the community and all the different little bits you've done and the people that you've met, is there anyone in particular that's really stayed with you in terms of maybe new contacts or people that are really making a difference?
I really enjoyed chatting to the apprentices when the apprentice bus special, and for them to come onto the podcast and to not have been interviewed before and to just have styled it out in the ways that they did, and they were so cool and they were so calm and they were so articulate and they were so passionate. I was really wowed by that, actually, and it gave me like this really lovely kind of hope, you know, for the next generation. And, you know, I was really proud of them, and I was really proud to kind of feel a small part of that apprenticeship week. So that was wonderful. Anyone that comes on the podcast that I've chatted to and have shared, you know, whether it's a personal reflection, if it's been like a sort of well-being episode, or whether it's someone just sharing a bit about their business journey, I think it takes a lot of courage to kind of be in this room and to put yourself forward and to be recorded. So I've really enjoyed
It's probably something we take for granted because we're having those conversations all the time, and I know how you approach the podcast is slightly different to how I do it. I kind of use a set formula that sort of moves out through someone's journey, and you kind of do your background research. But I think that the one thing in common is that once you start chatting to someone and unpicking, you always find there's a story.
Yeah.
And no matter how much someone thinks that there isn't and they're not worthy of a podcast or whatever, there is always a story there about how they ended up where they ended up, and it's always interesting. So I think you're right, it is hard to kind of pick favorites out of them.
I wouldn't be able to pick favorites out of all of the partners. I would also say that the Shaped by Solent program, I was a mentor for that, and I feel really lucky I had that opportunity. And that, you know, the team that we had, and being part of that program is something that will really stay with me, and seeing all of the work that, you know, the teachers put in at those schools, and the care and the inspiration that they give to the students is something that I will never forget.
So you've probably stumbled into my next question, actually, there.
That's a good segue.
So you may come up with a different answer. You may use that same thing. But I was going to ask you, has there, and if so, what is it, been the moment where you've thought, this is why we do this?
I would probably say, as someone who hasn't been to a conference before, I feel like conference was a real moment like that for me. Obviously, it's so important to kind of share the year's journey for shaping and the impact it's made. But feeling the energy at conference and seeing all of the different community groups, performances, speakers, awards, there was such a feeling. It was so vibrant and joyful, and it was heartfelt in places. And, you know, who knew you'd need so many tissues at a conference? It really, you know, it kind of really hit your heart in many places. And it was everything that the city is in one event. And if that's like a culmination of a year at shaping, then I could really feel kind of the work and the passion that had gone into that year. So aside from the Shape by Solon program, because that is for anyone who hasn't been a mentor or wants to, I would really recommend it. I feel like a lot happened at conference that made me be like, okay, right, I get it.
I often make the analogy that, you know, in most people in their jobs, they have an annual appraisal that kind of looks at how well they've done over the last year, whereas I have to stand on a stage in front of 600 odd people and kind of, here you go. This is what I've been doing.
Yes.
And this is what I'm going to do.
Yes.
And it's very different. But it's difficult because I suppose when you're in the moment, you're caught up with all the people that are not backstage when they're supposed to be. Who's doing this? What's happening with that? Why has that just gone wrong?
Yeah.
Who's missed that slide out of the deck? Where what's happened? Are we going to... And you kind of lose sight of how it's being received in the main hall. Because you're just so embroiled in it all. And even with everyone coming up at the end and saying, you know, that was the best conference ever, loved it, all of that sort of stuff, you feel really pleased, but you're still worried about that last thing that went wrong that's playing on your mind. And, you know, why didn't that happen? And it was the next day that it hit me with the conference. And I really found the social media response to this year's conference really overwhelming because I kind of write some time off that weekend to try and reply to all the nice comments we got, and it just got too much, and they just kept coming and coming and coming, and I was trying to reply to them and there were just more coming and just some amazing posts on social media, and that was the point where it really kind of hit me. This is the impact we've just had.
We all want to feel something, don't we? I think we can be so disconnected in this world, and often behind screens and, you know, all chatting over email. But I think it was the feeling. There was some real connection there.
But that's really important, isn't it? Because people don't remember what you said to them. Mm. They remember how you made them feel.
And I'm always, my favourite thing at any event is to, you know, I went to every room, you know, helped backstage, obviously, when I needed to, but was in the main hall, helped in the Shape by Solent shop, visited the exhibitors. I went to every inch of that conference and there was the same feeling, you know, wherever you went. So,
I must admit, I'm really looking forward to this year's.
Yeah, and I'm sad that I won't be there and I won't be able to be part of it.
What do you mean you won't be there?
Well, we'll see.
There's a ticket with your name on it already.
Okay, you might have to do a hologram of me.
We will get you there.
On the stage.
We will get you to the conference. Okay. I want you in that audience, if nothing else. What do you think people outside of Shaping Portsmouth who are looking in on the organisation don't realize about what goes behind? What do you think that, you know, if you could tell somebody about, you know, what's really going on in the organization, what would it be that you think they don't see?
I think the amount of work and commitment and dedication and passion from the team to make these programs happen and to make the pillars what they are. And all of the, you know, the volunteer program leads, there are so many people and there is so much work going on behind the scenes. It might just seem like, oh, there's an event here or there's a workshop there. But that takes so much commitment from the team in order to make those things happen. And working across business, community, education, like these aren't small things, you know, they're really important to the city. And I didn't realise, again, when I fell down the rabbit hole, I didn't quite realise how much work goes on behind the scenes to make everything happen. And the care, you know, people really care, the team really care. And I feel really lucky that I've had the opportunity to work with so many people that really, really want to do the best possible job that they can.
It's really easy to take that for granted. I can remember back to my kind of first Portsmouth Business Leaders Forum and the amount of planning that went into that to make sure we got it right.
Yeah.
And the amount of work Steph did. And certainly he and I put a lot of effort into that one in the cathedral.
It was
the first one I'd done. And I, you know, to me, that was quite a big event. But now we knock them out without even thinking about it.
Yeah.
And actually, I can just say to Steph, this is what we need to do. And you kind of forget about how much work he does in the background to make it all then happen.
Yeah.
Because we just do it so often. And it's like that across all of our programs and everything we're delivering, that you kind of, you know, once people are there doing it, you kind of forget how much work they're putting into it. Do you have a favourite Shaping Portsmouth memory?
Okay. I will look back on my whole time at Shaping fondly. Especially, like I've said, because I have seen there has been a lot of changes and I really feel like there has been this like period of evolution over this last year. I've touched on some of them already. Definitely Shaped by Solent, definitely the conference. I've really appreciated the trust you've given me to host the podcast, because it was sort of like, okay, host one, and then kind of just rolled with it, and I really appreciate you trusting me with that.
But to be fair, you are better at them than I am. And Mrs. Humphreys, who will be listening to this, reinforce that.
Thank you for your lovely feedback, Karen, because you've given me like the confidence to know that I'm doing an okay job. If you think that if you've enjoyed listening, that's made me really happy.
Yeah, I repeatedly get told how much better you are at this than I am. It's fine. And you are.
I love talking to people.
I can accept that.
I'm naturally very curious, and I just love an opportunity to learn about someone and their experience. Yeah. And, you know, I've never hosted a business podcast before, and the trust that you placed on me to be able to do it, like I'm really grateful for that.
And that's probably the thing, isn't it? Because I came from outside of the private sector, from the public sector, and you kind of have this business imposter syndrome. But it goes back to that story piece in that at the end of the day, everyone's just a person and there's a story behind it.
Yeah.
And every business has a founding story. And
yes.
Some of them are really, really interesting and inspirational. And some of them are fairly straightforward, but there's always been challenges and things that have gone on. And it's just about unpicking the stories and the people, isn't it?
Yes.
It's not anything to do with business, and you don't need that.
Sure.
Because obviously you've spoken about a lot about what you've done in Shaping and a lot about what the team have done.
Mm-hmm.
But you've had a real impact as well, not just the team. There's a lot that you've delivered. Is there anything that you are particularly proud of?
I'm really proud of creating the e-learning for the Portsmouth Ambassador Programme because it was great to go out to key landmarks in the city and connect with them and collect these like mini videos that we used as part of the e-learning. So that was really great. And just to kind of pull that together, and in the time that I was there, because like I said, I was only really September till conference, and then I was conference until sort of spring, and then I've been like spring till summer. So I've always, and it's hard when you're working like that, because I'm like a big planner and a big dreamer, and I never want to overpromise and underdeliver. So I've tried to kind of be realistic about what I can achieve in the time that I'm here. So to get that across the line in like 6 months felt like a big achievement for me.
Yeah, definitely. And you've done a great job with it. And it's, I suppose there's always the added challenge of when you pick up a piece of work someone else started.
In yes. That,
you know, how do you maintain that initial vision that they
yes.
had and keep it going to, and I think you've done it really well. It's kind of ended up exactly where we'd hoped and wanted it to be.
Yeah.
Is there, on a similar vein, has there been a kind of how are we going to pull this off moment, or one where you've looked back and thought, I can't believe I've actually just done that and landed that?
Hmm. That's a good question. I mean, the whole e-learning came with its own yeah. challenges. Like, we collaborated with the City of Portsmouth College on yeah. that. So a big part of the development was out of our hands and a timeline that was assigned to them. And, you know, all of these deadlines and dates that we needed things, it didn't quite happen. And we were literally working to the wire on it to get it completed and to get it launched. So even though I'm really proud that it happened, it still came with its own challenges. Having an event, a launch event for the ambassadors to kind of reignite the program and introduce them to Courtney, the new community pillar lead. You know, there's always that worry, you know, people going to turn up, is it all going to work out? But that was a really successful event at the Spinnaker. And again, felt really proud, like you kind of trusted me to lead on that. And I haven't hosted an event at Shaping in my time here. So that again felt like an achievement.
Yeah, that was it was a really lovely little event launching that. And it was really, really felt right for the programme and the right people there, delivered really well. I was really pleased. I think I can combine sort of those last two questions into one, I guess, with the proud moment and the, you know, how the hell did we pull that off moment, I suppose. And I'll be honest, I'm really proud of the whole team, every person on the team, and some of those that have gone already, like Suzanne.
Yeah.
You know, massively proud of her. Proud of everyone and what they've achieved and what they do, particularly some of the people who sit in the background. You know, Steph probably doesn't really get the credit because he's always there in the background doing the running around and, you know, Steph carries the stress, so I don't have to sometimes,
yeah.
you know. And obviously Matt Beaver in a way as well, yeah. who
it's like the team, you know, like
yeah.
a swan analogy, like yeah, the team
absolutely.
Are the feet and you're
yeah.
the bit on the water,
yeah.
you know.
So if I was answering that question in reverse, like when I was most proud of you or thought, are we going to pull this off? I think it goes back to the conference and just throwing that whole community pillar piece at you and just saying, can you do it? I've got too much stage time. I need to not be on stage. Can you just take the whole thing?
Maybe I blocked that from
that.
My mind, Dave. Maybe that's why I can't recall those memories. But yeah, you are right. I did. I was very new to Shaping then as well. And being on stage in front of all of those people as like an introduction to me kind of being part of the team, it was a swanning moment.
It's quite
for me,
daunting,
definitely.
Isn't it?
That,
you know, it's like just wander out on stage and cover this. But it's when you get out there, you are very, you're certainly very isolated and you feel very isolated
yeah.
out there. Even with other people on stage with you, it's, you know, there's a lot of people, eyes on you. And you went out, you did that whole community piece. I remember throwing a couple of slides in and really last minute and saying, look, here's something we need to cover that we haven't. Can you pick this up? And you had it all ironed out lovely. You did it, delivered it. It worked really, really well. And in fact, we started that section with a real time pressure and you pulled all of that back. So it was a real on the spot moment and you dealt with the challenge really, really well. And it was one of those moments where I wasn't kind of worrying about something else that was going on. I was on the side of stage watching, and that was the moment I felt really, really proud of you and what you were doing for us out.
There's two compliments that I've been paid by people that I've worked for. One is a safe pair of hands, and two is calm glue.
Calm glue.
Yeah, which always makes me smile. Yeah. But I think that's a combination of all of those things that I know that I can bring. Like, you can trust me to, you know, with your brand, with whatever it is, your message, whatever you need.
And I think it's because Sarah introduced you to me as the perfect fit for us.
Mm.
And I met you and had that, we had that coffee, and I kind of felt you as the perfect fit.
Mm.
I think I probably immediately said, you know, do you want to come and do something for us? And so I've knew from the outset that you could represent us really well. It was within you. You only had to be yourself.
Yes.
And it represented us. So,
and it's a trust,
it made it really
thing.
Easy to then trust you to deliver for us, because I knew that you would naturally do the right thing. Okay. So, what are you going to miss most about Shaping Portsmouth and working here?
I will really miss working with a team. Lots of the roles that I do are just me working alone. So working with a team has been really new for me, and I've really enjoyed that. Really love that team environment. I will miss, you know, feeling part of that impact that Shaping are making in the city.
Mm.
Yeah, and even, you know, I've been living in Gosport. I cycle over. I really love their whole routine of kind of getting up and getting here. Like, that's really changed for me, and seeing the city from a different perspective, coming over on the ferry. And yeah, I will look back fondly of all of my different memories of being part of the team.
What do you hope people most remember about you as a Shaping Portsmouth team member?
I think you touched on something earlier when we were talking about conference and that kind of feeling. And there's that saying, like, you can forget what someone did or what someone said, but you'll never forget how you make someone feel.
Yeah.
And I hope that if anyone has had any interaction with me, whether it's trying to organise a meeting with you or meeting me at an event, I just hope that I've kind of created some connection or positive feeling. That's something I really just pride myself on as a human being, really, is to just always kind of, connect and create that meaning in whatever I'm doing. So hopefully that's come across in my time here.
Definitely has. Mm. So, I suppose I could ask you what it's like working with me, which would either be something completely lovely or completely destroy my reputation.
Should we record two?
Two versions
answers
of that answer. Should we go take a different angle on this one? So if you could give me one piece of advice as the Shaping Portsmouth CEO to sort of stand me in good stead for the next few years of Shaping, what would it be?
Okay. Well, you know, I'm a big fan of gratitude.
Yeah.
And just appreciation, just generally. I think that's something not just for you, I think for all leaders to hold on to, is just making sure that your partners, your patrons, your volunteers, your team, they just feel that deep sense of gratitude and appreciation for whatever it is, whatever the exchange is there, that they feel that. And I think it can be, you know, it can be a bit of a vulnerable thing to be really honest with people about how they've showed up. There is that slight vulnerability, which I think makes that deep gratitude and appreciation can sometimes feel a little bit awkward. But I really, really think having gratitude as a value is really important. And I think younger generations, I think they're looking to work for businesses that have values that they're aligned with. like Hannah, for example, who works with us at the moment from with the marketing agency. She is working at Shaping because she wants to make a difference and she feels aligned with the values. So I think if you can create that culture of appreciation and thanks, I think that can only kind of ripple outwards from there.
Yeah, definitely. That's very good advice. And in fact, you may have noticed the first time in the podcast I've written anything down.
I know. So, thanks, yes, Dave. I'm so impressed. So notes.
I didn't want to forget that. I'm going to take it away and try and live that.
Amazing.
It's back to that moment of thinking to myself, what would Charlotte do?
Yeah. Well, so, you know, I'm happy to get that trending as a hashtag.
Yeah.
Keep it, put it somewhere in the office.
We will do that. So the next chapter then.
Yes.
So community and partner engagement in Portsmouth, and you're now off to running a rural holiday let. Is that the best way to describe it on the Isle of Wight?
I don't know if that's the best way to describe it, but my husband and I and our dog Mabel are relocating to the Isle of Wight. We've had the chance to apply for a role as a live-in couple, and with that comes managing the estate, and within that estate is like a guest house, a private guest house, private land, and we will just be overseeing the kind of running of that. So it's a real big change, a bit of a plot twist in our lives, something that we hadn't really thought about. But just the more we kind of went through the process of applying and we learnt about it, just feels really right for us where we're at in our lives.
Yeah. And what are you most looking forward to about that then, your new role? Because it's something completely different.
It is. It really is. And I've kind of been in freelance life is like multi-tab, multi-hat roles. I've been doing that for the last couple of years and I love it, and I love working across a variety of projects with different people. But it kind of, you know, it takes a lot. It takes a lot to kind of have all these different hats and make all of these different things happen. So I'm looking forward to kind of putting that down just for a time. I'm going to be closer to nature, which is really important to me. We got a van last year.
Early this year,
we got a van, Doris, and we've been exploring Europe and the UK in the van. And there's just something about being closer to nature that really speaks to me and my husband at the moment. And when we have our kind of van chats and we have our big dreams, and we've spoken about maybe having some land or maybe our own little B&B perhaps in the future.
Yeah.
And this feels like a jump to a new path towards that. So,
yeah, definitely. What do you think is going to be the biggest change for you, aside from the obvious of having to move?
Yes. I mean, well, I'm going to be in a team with my husband.
Oh, yeah.
Which is going to be interesting. Yeah. But I'm, you know, we are great in sort of events, hosting environments. Like, hosting is our love language. So we come together well as a team. But it's going to be interesting, I'm not going to lie, living and working together. So that's going to be a big change. And just, yeah, this is work that I've not really done. You know, I've hosted some retreats and I've been lucky enough to kind of host guests, and I have some experience, but this is us really taking a leap and hoping that a net will appear eventually.
So I think especially those of us in the team who've got to know you really well, we could probably guess at what a good day kind of looks like for you. But in 6 months' time, what do you hope a good day looks like?
Just that we feel really kind of confident in these new roles, and like we really understand how to be the best at them. That's all I ever want in any role that I do, is just to make the most impact and to make the most meaning in the role. So hopefully 6 months is a good amount of time to kind of really get your head around what you're doing. And this is something that Chris Hillman said it to me, actually, and when I sent him an email that I was leaving, it's just that kind of making things better than when you found them mentality. And that's something that I've always carried with me myself. So in this role, wherever it's at, I'm always going to be looking to try and make it, you know, can I make something faster, more efficient, kinder? Can I make a guest experience, you know, better, more joyful, more meaningful? I can't shake that part of me. That's just who I am.
So you said it already that you're a lot about gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
What are you most grateful for currently? Because it's a point in time, isn't it?
Yeah.
You're kind of reflecting on what the journey you've just finished and the new start. So
I guess I'm always grateful that I'm someone who will, you know, this is a plot twist. This is a like, okay, it could go one way or the other. There could be a part of me that's like, oh no, well, you don't have the experience and, you know, you're going to have to leave your family and everything is professionally, everything is going super well for me. I love my time at Shaping. I've been working with Look Up and the creative projects there. I have the Grateful Hearts Club. I have my own CIC. So lots of work.
You mentioned the cracking job you did with the Sip and Social Awards.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah. There's so much work that has happened and come my way that I feel really proud to have been a part of. But yet I'm a person that is ready and able and willing to take a leap into the unknown, because I think, you know, I learned about gratitude through difficult times and through loss, and I've learned to live more fully because of the losses that I've had.
Yeah.
So I'm always grateful that I'm someone that can take those leaps and to really kind of, to really live. And just, yeah, for the opportunities that have come my way that I've been able to, you know, play my part in.
Definitely. A good place to finish, but for the fact that we end all of our podcasts in the same way.
Okay.
And I think we must have done podcasts that have involved you before where you've made your own recommendation.
Yes.
And I probably should have researched what they were. I don't know whether you can remember, but... So we always finish with a recommendation, somewhere to go, something to do in Portsmouth. So,
okay.
What would you like to recommend today?
So today I am going to give my friends at Art Up, the CIC behind Look Up, a shout out, because I think before I spoke more about, because I've been living over in Gosport, I've been getting the ferry, so I've seen Portsmouth from a different perspective, and that has been like a real joy for me. You know, all the skies, the sunsets, the early mornings, it's been a real gift. But when I walk from the ferry towards the Guildhall and I see all of the street art, and wherever you are in Portsmouth, you are never far away from a mural of some description or some art. So I would say taking some time, having a little art tour of your own, or just making the effort to kind of look up and to appreciate how much art and creativity and vibrancy there is around you, wherever you are in the city. I think that seems a fitting end, really, to my... I've finished my time with Art Up and Look Up, and I'm finished my time at Shaping. So that's the two tabs that were left open, closed down.
Nice. And I did wonder whether you were going to go down the route of Natty Jack's, which is where we're going to go in a minute.
Oh, Natty's. Yes, we are going to Natty's.
Yes.
And also, shout out to Natty's. But yeah, thank you, Dave. Before we end, thank you to you and the team. Thank you for all of your trust in me. I've really, really appreciated you just letting me kind of be me. And I will look back on my time here fondly and thank you. I've had so many kind messages from people as I've shared that I'm leaving. And yeah, that's been a really like lovely end to my time here.
Nice. Thank you. I wanted to start when we started with the start of your journey in Shaping very purposefully, because I remember when I first hired you, how many people came up and said, Charlotte's joined your team. Oh, what a brilliant decision.
Mm.
And the amount of people that congratulated me for bringing you into the team. It's such a strong reputation in the city. And I think in the year that you've been with us, you have only pushed that further and further and further. Mm. And I hear so many good things about you from so many people, from our partners, from the board. You are really well liked and well respected. But I think more importantly, and this is, I suppose, what is most true for me, is everyone I meet that you have been involved with, you really touch them.
Mm.
You really impact the people that you deal with all the time. And I am, if there's something I am really grateful for,
mm-hmm.
I am grateful to have had you on our team for a year. And you know that I'm gutted about losing you, because I've told you that. But I am so, so grateful that you impacted my life for a year. And I will forever be thankful to you for that.
We need the tissues.
We do, actually. There may be tears in this podcast room, and it might not only be you at the moment.
Mm.
But I wish you, and I know all of our partners and all of our listeners and all of the board and the team, etc., do as well. We wish you all the best for your new journey. We're all so pleased and excited for you getting the challenge that you really want come your way. But we are really, really sorry to see you go. So we'll end this with a big thank you from me and everyone else connected with Shaping for everything you've done. And we wish you all the best for the future, Sharla.
Thank you, Dave. It has been a joy. And I think we better end it there. I mean, we've gone over our 30-minute section.
Yeah.
I can't even speak. Okay. Yes, time to go. Thank you, everyone. Brilliant. Thank you, Dave.
This podcast was brought to you by Shaping Portsmouth, working to make Portsmouth the number one UK city in which to invest, live, learn, work and visit. To find out more, please visit shapingportsmouth.co.uk. This podcast was supported by Spark Community Space
and Portsmouth Community Lottery.